Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to continue to talk about a theme I've been touching on all week, which is the fear of the Lord, which is a good and a beautiful thing. The psalm tells us, Lord, teach me your ways that I may walk in your truth. Unite my heart to the fear of your name. To live with the holy fear of God in our souls really is good. It's so good. It's so different, friends, than the slavish fear that one might feel, you know, under the arm of a tyrant who, you know, they're afraid of being whipped or beaten and all this treated unjustly, all that. It's got nothing to do with what the scripture, the church teaches about what is the fear of the Lord. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The wisdom of God, how to have our lives rightly ordered to reality, and how to exercise the right decisions in the face of difficult, complex realities. And the fear of the Lord really helps us overcome so many things that can enslave and distract us. As I've been talking about throughout the week, if you haven't had a chance to tune into the program, I'd encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. The programs are archived there. You can listen to them at your leisure. While you're there, we've got a new website, a lot of great stuff on it. A lot of the YouTube videos we've been doing have become pretty popular. More and more people are watching. We're trying to get some of our team from, you know, the old and the young cross-generationally communicating on those YouTubes. And I think they're very encouraging and they're very inspiring. We really do want to help you walk out your faith in this hour, in this challenge, and not to miss, as I said at the end of yesterday's program, this great opportunity that's right here before us now. There is a contest, there's a battle going on in our culture, and it's in the church as well. And there's a battle over really the king's truth, the king's full truth, the full gospel, the whole gospel within the church. And it's going to take some courage to stand up. It's going to take some courage now to resist the culture and the culture's demand that we salute things that are radically inconsistent with what we know to be true. A disciple is someone who bears witness to the truth, and the truth is a person. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus reminds us constantly at the beginning of this week, the first reading, first gospel reading on Monday. He said, you know, the one who loves his life is going to lose it. The one who protects his life, his security, his image, his popularity, bank account, his whatever, his comfort, his pleasure. Anybody who's looking to secure those things first, Jesus said, I know what I'm talking about, and I'm telling you with certainty, you will lose your life for all eternity. If you set your heart on those things, rather than setting your heart first on Christ, the fact that you have been purchased at a great price, that you belong to him, and that he's given you a treasure that can't be surpassed by all the money, all the success, all the popularity this world could ever offer. In light of what you've been given a kingdom, a share in the life of God. And sometimes, friends, in our weakness, we're blinded. And the things that glitter in this world, we overvalue. And we start living for them because the kingdom seems far and distant. Because we're not living from the Lord. We're not living daily with him. We haven't, in many ways, friends, many of the baptized are living in a lukewarm way because they haven't yet found the treasure that's hidden in the field. They've been raised in cultural Catholicism. It's kind of there in the background of their life, but it's not a pulsating, burning heart of love of God and imitation of Christ and heart full of gratitude at what we've been given, a love so far beyond our wildest imagining, and a reality in eternal kingdom in the Son, with the Son forever. We serve a great King. And until you know that, Catholicism, Christianity is a burden. It's a kind of legal system or a way of sort of striving my way to heaven instead of understanding the treasure that we've been given. And so people who have not even seen the treasure are being exhorted to buy the field. And no one's going to buy the field if they don't first see the treasure in that field. And so that's one of the reasons why the church focuses on, tries to focus on and talks about anyway, the need for a new evangelization, because until the human heart sees Christ and understands what he's given to us and repent and receive the forgiveness of our sins and the new life of being born again into Christ in his church, we won't have the sense of amazing gratitude. And then also we won't be able to see, as we've been talking about all week, the holiness and the majesty of Jesus. You know, there's an amazing story we're celebrating in the church today of a man who was filled both with a radical love, but also a holy fear of God and an amazingly powerful grasp on the eternal perspective, which allowed him to act in courage. And it took courage to do what love demanded in the moment. Talking about Maximilian Kolbe, Saint Maximilian, who, as we know the story in Auschwitz, when a certain number of prisoners escaped or tried to escape from Auschwitz, the commandant of the camp of that hellhole demanded the life of 10 people. And one of the people he called forth was a young married man, and he begged for his life for the sake of his wife and the sake of his children. And of course, that man wasn't about to have mercy on him until a priest, Maximilian Kolbe, stepped forward and basically said, "My life for his." That's amazing. That's courage. That's love. That's humility. That's zeal for God. It's all there in this one heart, in this one dramatic moment, in that dark, dark, intimidating place in Auschwitz, our worst nightmare. And in the midst of all that darkness and terror and dominion of sin and death stands a saint. He's free. He's filled with light and love and the life of Christ. I'm sure the words are echoing him, and Our Lady was helping him. I'm sure his great devotion to her in that moment, and he was destined for something like this. And reminding him, as Jesus says, "No greater love is a man than this." He laid down his life for his friends. Maximilian thinking, "My life is no longer my own, but it belongs to Christ. I want to imitate Jesus in every way I possibly can." And this is the principle of the whole universe, my life for yours. It's the reverse of the devil apes the reverse. He apes Christ. He goes the other way around. Your life for mine. That's what we see in things like abortion, wars of different kinds, all kinds of things, that the temptation to say, "I'm going to protect myself at all costs. My comfort, my pleasure, my security, my plans for my life. And if something gets in the way of that, I have to remove it. And even if it's a human being, I'm willing to do it." And we've done it by the tens of millions. It's your life for mine so I can have the life I want. That's lacking an eternal perspective. That's not seeing the truth. That's the fruit of a darkened mind under the fear of death and the dominion of darkness. It's a heart that's filled with pride. It's a heart that's filled with fear, and it doesn't know. It's a heart that just doesn't know who they are, who God is. And here we have Maximilian. He steps forward. In imitation of Christ, he says, "I'll give my life for that man. Take my life." And of course, the commandant, I'm sure, loved it to have a priest that he can intimidate and persecute and ultimately kill. And so he puts all these prisoners in a cell. I've been to Auschwitz a few times. It's a really, really dark place, and it's a place. It really is a place to remember and to meditate and to see man's inhumanity to man and how deep and dark, you know, scripture's perfectly accurate and right on in its analysis of the condition of the human heart. So everybody who's out there today trying to create utopias in our culture to say we're rising up in self-righteousness and shaming the church and shaming, you know, the history, even the good history. I mean, no question, every civilization is a mixed bag. The United States is a mixed bag, but as civilizations go, there's a tremendous amount of good in it, partly in a very significant way because of the Christian roots that are present in some of it. But there are dark voices rising, irrational, intimidating, And we need to be strengthened by examples like Maximilian and not be intimidated. I mean, the voices that are rising now in the culture and the cancel culture and the cost of losing this, that's nothing, nothing compared to what Maximilian stood in. He was in Auschwitz, friends. He was in that dark, dark hole that was like the definition of intimidation. And he stood there free. He was like Jesus. Jesus said, look at me, follow me, I want to teach you, I'm meek and humble of heart. Look at Maximilian, meek. His strength was under control. He didn't flail and accuse. And I mean, he did what he could do and he did what love demanded and offered to him in the moment. And he chose it. There's a lot more to his story that leads up to this, but in essence, he chose it out of love for Christ and love for this man. And he lost his life in this world. He hated his life, like Jesus said on Monday in the reading that we went through in the gospel. Jesus said, he who hates his life in this world will save it for eternity. And you will follow me and serve me, and then my Father will honor you. Think of the honor that Maximilian received when he went home to the Lord and Our Lady's waiting for him. God the Father's waiting for him and Jesus is there. Just can't wait to introduce him to the Father. Put his arm around him and say, Father, this is my servant, you know, in whom I'm well pleased. You know, he said yes to the grace. He said yes to following me. And he didn't cling to his own life. He gave it up in defense of what's true, what's good, what's beautiful. He wouldn't speak lies just because people demanded him to speak lies. He wouldn't live a lie because people were demanding it and intimidating him to do it. I mean, the whole country that he was in, you know, near Germany, but also even in Poland, people conformed to survive. People conformed. Some people just followed the footsteps of Hitler himself. People who were baptized, people who were Christian, were duped. And some were doing it because they wanted the power, they wanted the security, they wanted to be at the center of what was happening, and they were saving their own lives. They were loving their lives in a way that Jesus said, if we do it, we will lose it. Friends, where are we at? This is a time for us to examine. There's a sifting going on. We can't hide from what's going on. There's the virus that's in the culture has entered the church in different ways, and all kinds of voices in the church now echoing that the voices in the broader culture, putting demands and intimidating. Are you going to stand? Are you going to stand? Are you going to follow in the footsteps of Maximilian, who in that cell, when these people were starved, and you know, the commandant is expecting them to go insane and devour each other and to be just live in this hellish experience until they die. Maximilian, that heart so filled with Christ, leads them to singing hymns and loving each other. He teaches them how to love. Their sins were forgiven. He prepared them for eternal life. That's strength under control. That's meekness. That's humility. That's fear of the Lord. That's love. That's all of it. And it's so powerful. And God wants us to receive it, to embrace it, and to walk in it. God bless you, friends. Have a wonderful weekend.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.